Boy, you got my heart beating on my chest. Harder than the bass when I drop it like that. Something like a walking cardiac arrest. Get alert, I'm falling for you, call a paramedic.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We're getting it in tonight, this lovely Thursday, what we call Throwdown Thursday. To all the listeners that's tuned in right now, all you got to do is call in at 323-580-7335. 574-923-5805-574-923-5805-574-923-5809. And I want to tell you a little bit about the Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show is your source for the hottest interviews. You know we bring the hottest guests, so come join us daily as we interview, educate, and provide the opportunity to interview celebrities, entrepreneurs, reality, TV stars, movies, producers, as well as music, sports, and professional boxers throughout the world. And we get it in. And again, Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, unless we have a live event that we have to attend, we might have a different time. So we always keep our listeners up to date on our times if we have to change our time. You also can check us out on NikkiRichShow.com, the official website. We can be heard on 98.2 The Beat LA, College Underground Radio, where you can go to collegeundergroundradio.com. And if you go to also 98.2 The Beat LA, we can also be heard on StarForceHipHop.com and Make Show Blast. And shout out to all of my followers on Twitter. Showing love to the Nikki Rich Show. Much love to you guys. Showing all that support. We've been getting it in, networking and building. And all my LinkedIn network, all of my networks, period. Social media, gotta love it. And I do want to let you guys know, too, that every episode of the Nikki Rich Show is also on podcast. So you can go to iTunes and download that podcast. And if you download that podcast, you can hear every one of our guests and all the surprise call-in guests. We've had some amazing guests to come through. But right now, we're going to get this show started. Throwdown Thursday, Nikki Rich, and we have artist 704, Hustler, featuring 8-Ball and MJG.
I've been hustling for so long, everything I earned, got it on my own, they can't stop me.
Yeah, ooh, yeah, yeah.
Came up from hustling, rocks and things, the fancy cars and lifestyle chains, they can't stop me.
Let the wind blow. If you ain't trying to win, play what you in for. Real need copy that. Life tenfold. Bet why these lilies be a claim pro. This roots to this. That's just how the game go. Scared money don't make it, so I game mode. Paper change. I got the same hoe. But my mind frame in a different lane though. Okay, a change what I aim for. The Cali Kush help me ease away the pain slow. Fake same issues, seen them come and go. And real recognize real straight from the dough. Yeah, I was the foe, cause that's what made me. 10 toes down when it wasn't all gravy. But it's still fading, so I gotta ride for it. And if you're feeling how I'm feeling, what you side for?
I've been hustling for so long. Everything I earn, got it on my own. They can't stop me.
Money, 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 out the haters, ignore the naysay. Everybody shine, and they did it their way. I'm gonna do it my way, feet to the concrete. Cause all of this could be gone just within one beat of the heart. I could be history, I get it while I live, cause I can't take it with me. But I will leave this legacy behind on me. I'm here trying to get it on a hustle, on the grind. I'm hip tight, hip chain, never hard to find. If you think it's something real, then I must be on your mind. Each minute, I'ma try to get a dime for a nickel. I'ma show you how to get it each time that I'm with you with that independent money. Independent thinking, I'm the captain of my ship, staying in it when it's
singing. I've been hustling for so long, everything I earned, got it on my own, they can't stop.
All right, all right. You're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. That was Mr. 704 representing Charlotte, North Carolina, hustling, featuring 8-Ball and MJG. That's what I call a collaboration right there. Shout out to Mr. 704. I got a chance to, you know, get a couple of videos and pictures with him showing love at the Queen City Awards. So y'all got to go check it out. We got him on Instagram. But anyways, we have our special guest in the building. So any artist, anybody that's listening in, the time is now, right now. You got to listen in. He got some really great information for you guys tonight. I'm excited to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, second time live on the Nikki Rich Show, celebrity, artist, radio personality, and he do so much more. Got his own business, CEO, Mr. Grindhouse, to the Nikki Rich Show. Welcome.
Nikki. What's up, Nikki? How you doing?
What's
up with you? I'm chilling. Sitting here. I like that last song you played. I like that. It grew on me. When it first came on, I was like, I don't know. But, yeah, I was digging that. Who was that?
That was Mr. 704 out of Charlotte. Yeah, that song pretty hot now. It's going to be in your head.
Yeah, it grew on me. You know, my
yeah,
my
inner ass. Yeah, on Twitter at the real Mr. 704.
I'm going to have to get at that. Yeah, I like that. You know, my inner a-hole came out at first, like, I don't know about this. But then I just listened to it, and I was like, I like that. So, yeah, I was digging that joint. Good look on
yes,
there. Good look on
there. That's how it goes in, honey. He represents the Carolinas, you know.
That's what's up. Now, go ahead. Anything else you want to say? Because, you know, once I get started, it's gonna go all sideways. So,
see,
anything you want to say before we get started?
There we go, Mr. Artist over here.
That's what's up. Well,
we welcome you here again.
I'm gonna tell them what happened, and then we're gonna go into it.
Okay.
I called Nikki out the blue, and I said, "You gotta let me come on there." And I don't want to talk about the album. I don't want to talk about none of that. I want to talk about how mixed up and confused and clueless most of these artists are out here that's trying to get somewhere. Some of them ignorant, some of them just stupid, and some of them just don't know any better. You know what I mean? So I came up in a time with the music when nobody told you anything. You basically got your money taken, got your music taken. That's how you learned the do's and don'ts. So what I try to do now is try to school cats, you know what I'm saying, so they can avoid some of the headaches that cats like me and cats that came before them went through, and try to save them headaches. Some of these knuckleheads listen, some of them don't. But after the night, you
exactly
can't say nobody told you. You can't say I didn't know. So if you know any of you women who got this dude who claim he a rapper and he's sitting on the couch and all he do is write raps all daggone day, he don't want to go to work, he a bum, Make that cat listen. You got some kids at home talking about they're going to be rappers and da-da-da-da-da-da. Make these cats listen tonight, because some of y'all are going to understand after I get done talking that you'll never make it. Some of y'all are going to come to that conclusion tonight. Some of y'all, I mean, it's the truth. It's the truth. Hey, dream killer tonight. I'm sorry.
Okay, listen. Now, I feel that artists that's not serious with and really true with themselves, You know, because a lot of times, you know, we have people be like, oh, yeah, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. But then, you know, and they can be doing the best thing. They can be grinding on their grind to help them and get to where they need to be. And they right there. And then all of a sudden, you don't hear anything else. And I'm not sure. And I'm not sure if this because, you know, it's overwhelming because the industry is totally different than what people see, you know, and what they, I don't know necessarily know if they really want to be in that because it's stressful. It's a lot. It's not going to get any better. Like a lot of people think that you get stuff for free, you know, that, celebrities and what have you. You know, even people hit me up, like today, people hit me up for free promotion, and they use the word celebrity and this and that, and I was like, it doesn't matter who you are, you know? Promotion.
We're going to cover everything you just said. Yeah.
Okay.
Most of these cats, the problem is, like I said, some of them just ignorant and don't know any better. And just because you want to do something does not mean that you are able to do it. I can want to dunk. I'm only 5'7". It's not happening. I can go outside and practice all day. I can jump off trampolines. I can jump off buildings. I can put springs on my shoes. I can go out there every day and I can say I'm working hard. I'm dedicated. I'm trying to do it. But guess what? It ain't going to happen because my talent is not there to do it, and I'm not capable. Same thing with some of y'all's music. Just because you want to do it, you are not capable. You can't. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Your boys ain't going to tell you. Your girlfriend ain't going to tell you till you break up with her and she tell you how trash you are. Mama ain't going to tell you. Daddy ain't going to tell you. People on the outside are going to tell you what your metal is. Now you're going to call them a hater and you just hating. That, of course, that's your go-to when you don't have an answer to anything. But tonight, when I get done, you don't have to tell anybody else. But when you go home and look in the mirror, just ask yourself, when nobody's around, just say, you know what, I listened to everything dude said, and I ain't got it. And then go get you a job or go find something else you're good at and give 100% in that. Let's get started. Commandment number one, find your identity as an artist. Who are you? What do you talk about? What kind of tracks do you use? See, when you cop an album, when you cop Kanye, Big, Ross, Pop, Jay, whatever, when you cop their albums, you know what you getting, and you don't have to hear one song off the album. You know what you getting because these dudes have an identity. You don't have to even hear the single to go buy their album because you know exactly what you getting every time you buy one of their albums. Some of you cats are all over the place. One song, you a killer. Song number two, you a man of peace. Song number three, you love your woman, you're always faithful. Song number four, you at the strip club getting head. You're confused. You all over the place. But then you want somebody to sit down and listen to you. Well, I can't listen to you if I felt track number one, but track number two, you done went totally somewhere else, and I ain't feeling that. So I'm going to skip that track. Let's go to three. Three, you done talked about something else that contradicts what you said on one. I don't, dude, you finished. Nobody want to listen to you. You can't build a fan base. If you all, now we're talking indie artists. We're not talking signed artists. If you sign, they can manipulate it and get you where you need to go. We're talking about you cats trying to get signed or you cats trying to make your money on your own until you get a deal. Or you cats can just say, I don't want a deal. I'm going to do me. That's who I'm talking to tonight. You cats. You need identity. You can't be all over the place. How are you going to build a fan base when you're all over the place? You the type of cat that people like your songs, but they'll never buy your album. Never. Because you're too sporadic. You can drop singles the rest of your life, but you all over the place. So that's number one. Before you even get started, before you even go to the studio, before you even do anything, figure out who I am. This is who I am. This is what I talk about. This is my personality. This is what I am. This is what people are going to get every time they
buy
my album.
You gotta know who you are.
You have to, or like I said, you'll be dropping singles forever. You'll never sell no albums because you can't build a fan base like that. Number two, figure out who you want your fan base to be. See, it makes no sense for you to tweet your music and your whole page of people that don't even listen to rap music. Wasting your time. You need to figure out, who do I want to buy my music? Who do I want to come to my shows? Then once you figure that out, you make music that will cater to those people. Dig me? You can't make music about going to the club and getting high and drunk and the people you promoted it to is 80 years old in the rest home. It's a conflict that it makes no sense. You can't make songs about I hate old people, but yet still you want old people to buy your album. It doesn't make sense. So what I'm saying is you have to figure out this is the crowd I want. Now, anybody extra that buys your music, that's just bonus money. But you need to figure out off top who am I catering to, the women, the young cats, the hip-hop heads, the older cats, the killers, the hustlers, the players, who am I making my music for? Because these are the cats I need to come back every time I make some music. Once again, you can't be all over the place and build a fan base. You can't do it. Number three, please, I beg of you, I beg. Take your ass to a decent studio. Stop cutting corners. Stop recording in the closet. Stop sounding like you're recording while you're drinking water. Nobody stop it. And then you got the nerve to put this stuff out on social sites for people to hit your links and hear this crap. You got the nerve to email me and say, hey, could you listen to
some
my
people, what if some people make the hottest music out of, because I know some people, they might not have the studio that people might want, but they make the hot music out of it.
Wait a minute. I'm not saying you have to go to some studio charging $2,000 an hour. That ain't what I'm saying. I know cats that got studios set up at their crib that sound just as good as places I've been that's top-notch. That ain't what I'm saying. I'm saying if you're going to do mastering? That ain't had the right type of equipment. See, that's what cats got a misconception. Going to a good studio doesn't mean you're going to this lush, plaid studio with couches all over the place and waterfalls and crap. No. You can have a quality studio in your crib if you got quality equipment to record on. You know what I'm saying? So, Nikki, some of these cats, no, unacceptable. This is why. I'm not hating on you. I'm telling you why it's going to kill you. Because cats that you trying to get to listen to your music, trying to get to promote you, trying to get to sign you, the minute they push play, I'm telling y'all, I've been there, I've seen them do it, and I've done it. The minute we push play, the minute it sounds like garbage, 5 seconds in, it gets turned off. They ain't even heard one lyric that came out of your mouth. None. You wasting your time. What I'm saying is you get one chance with some people. One. And the minute they push play, and they don't like what they heard the first 10 seconds, it's rumbling, it's cracking, mama screaming in the background, baby's crying, it's over. And the next time you send them something, they ain't going to push play. They ain't even going to take it. So what I'm saying is, some of you cats don't understand the game that y'all in. Y'all in the music game. This is just like the dope game. Y'all better figure this out fast. It's cutthroat, it's nasty, and don't nobody care nothing about you if you can't turn them a profit. Nobody. I don't care how nice they are. I don't care how cool they are. I don't care how giving they are. If you can't turn them a profit, if you can't benefit them, they will steal your stuff, they will use you, or they will just say, get out of my face. And when you give people crap music to listen to, they not even get a chance to hear that you got skills. Why? Because you recorded it and it's garbage. So they ain't even get a chance to hear how dope you are because you recorded on some crap. And you do. Done. Let's move on. Number four. This is the one I hate the worst. I'm going to give you crack cats some etiquette. Stop begging for retweets. Stop it. I ain't never asked for a retweet a day of my life. You got to have some type of artist self-respect. Understand something. When the average person who does not do music sees you begging for retweets, you instantly lose credibility. They know you're nobody. Kanye don't beg for you to buy his albums. Please buy my... No. Jay-Z don't beg for you to retweet his new song. No. Wayne don't do... So what I'm saying is this ain't just a mainstream thing. This is an artist thing. You're supposed to be an artist. Cats don't know where you at in your career. But the minute you start begging for retweets, please retweet, 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 please, you're done. You lose instant credit because I know you're nobody. And why are you begging? If the music is hot, people will retweet it on their own. That's what I'm trying to tell you. When you good, you don't have to ask people to listen to it. You don't have to ask people to retweet. Just put it up. They'll see it. They'll hit the link. And if you hot, trust me, they'll hold you down. I'm living witness to this. They hold you down. If your music is trash, they're not going to say nothing. They might tweet you that your music is garbage. I don't know. Point is, if you want to come off like a professional artist, if you want to come off with some confidence, stop asking for retweets. The minute you do, to me, you have no confidence in your music because you are asking me to do it instead of saying, push play. Push play. You good? You asking me to do it. It shows a total lack of confidence in your music. Remember, I told you that. So far, find your identity, number one. Number two, find out who you want your fan base to be. Number three, record in a quality studio or on quality equipment. Number four, stop begging for retweets. Number five, stop focusing on your local scene. Let me tell you, chumps. I'm going to call you chumps. Some of y'all chumps, I'm going to tell you. Some of y'all strictly focused on where you from. Them days is over. The internet changed everything. Some of you cats want to be local. You want to go to the mall and everybody knows. You want to go to the shoe store and everybody cool. Who gets it? That stuff ain't putting no money in the pocket. Who cares? Stop being afraid to go outside your city, outside your county, outside your block. Hell, some of y'all outside y'all street. Stop being scared. See, here's the thing. Some of y'all don't want reality. See, this is my stinky person theory. If everybody in the room stinks, then you don't stand out. You fit in with everybody else because all of you guys stink. So you're in a comfort zone. But the minute you leave that house and you go outside and you get around a bunch of people who don't stink, all of a sudden, people are looking at you and laughing at you and making fun of you, and now you realize, okay, there's something wrong with me because everybody's laughing, nobody likes me, and then you realize you stink. See, you never knew you stunk because you was in a room full of other stinky people. Same thing with music. Some of y'all think you're good because you're surrounded by a bunch of garbage people, so you think you're good. And some of y'all scared to step outside of y'all circle and find out if you're good or not. You find out if you're good when you start matching up with cats outside of your city, outside of your county, hell, outside of your country, then you're going to start finding out if you got what it takes. Don't be scared. It's a way for you to get better. Don't be afraid to find out that your music don't stand up. That means you need to go back, reevaluate, get it together, and try again, or quit. One of the two. But don't come on here talking about, you cats come on here talking about hottest song out, hottest rapper in this, best rapper in this. And then I hit play, and it's straight up trash. And I'm like, okay, that means every rapper, if you're the hottest rapper from this place, that means everybody there got to be garbage because you horrible. Yeah. So stop worrying about trying to be, if you're trying, this is for you cats who really trying to do something. Stop worrying about being local. Step outside your comfort zone and find out if you got what it takes. Do you cats know how many people do music? That's all this old Twitter. 85% of cats are doing something with music. 85%. I'm telling you. So what makes you think that you gonna be the lucky one to get snapped out the bunch when it's 25 million other dudes doing exactly the same thing you doing? Why are you so special? No, not happening. No. No, no, no. Number six, my biggest pet peeve of all, and I'm sure this is Nikki's biggest pet peeve, you cats better understand something quick. You got to spend money. I want y'all to really remember number six. You got to spend money to make money. I don't know why you chumps think that Nike and Adidas and Polo, all these cats made money, and you don't think they spent money to make money? You think somebody said, huh, here you go. Here's all these shoes. Go out and sell them. No. Not how it works. Turn on the TV, dum-dums. Commercials, they're paying for those. I don't know if people notice or not. When you see commercials.
I don't think a lot of people know. They even have to pay to be on the war shows. Everything is paid for. Everything.
Big money. The bigger the event, the more money.
The Super Bowl? Yes. They paying big money for that.
You better know it. But you know, this is where the confidence comes in. I don't mind spending money if I know that my product is good enough. Now, it's no guarantee. But if I know my product is good enough, I don't mind spending a little bit of money because I will make my money back. But all you chumps that want a free handout and you're afraid to spend money, it's because you ain't really sure if your product is good enough to bring your money back. See, Nikki,
that goes for all of them, everybody, artists. You know, not
all artists. Yeah.
I know you talk about independent tonight, but I'm just saying. These cats lie.
They lie, Nikki. They lie. This is what they say. It costs too much. Stop it. Let me tell you why. I found out that was a lie. See, I used to be in y'all's shoes. And some cats do try to kill your pockets. No, they do. I'm trying to come up.
For you to do research, that's when the research kicks in.
Thank you. Yeah.
What I don't like is, to me, I feel that for anybody, whether you're an artist, whether you're a business, you got to do what you want to do, period. So if you're coming to me with a sad old story, you know, you don't have to come to me. I just tell people when you're ready, you're going to be ready. You know, when you're ready to do business or when you're ready to come on air, it's on you.
It's on you.
I'm not going to be mad because I don't know what your pockets look like. I don't know if you're ready to get your music out there. I don't know what your plan is because in order to get on the air, I know you probably have a plan and have something planned out. Well, we're going to get on air. We're going to do this promo here on the airwaves. So we're going to do this. And, you know, I know you have a plan for that, but I hear
so many stories. No, they don't.
But yet I then hear them same stories going to
people
going somewhere else. And at first they didn't have no money. But then they're going to spend over $5,000 to somebody and end up getting gypped. And then they come back and be like, oh, this is what happened, you know. And then they'd be like, okay, can we get that $25?
Right. Nikki, let me school these cats real quick.
You know,
let me school.
And I don't feel bad because anytime you have to do your research, like with me, I put all my stats and everything on Instagram, on my Twitter, on everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I let everybody know, like, this is our numbers. Shoot, I work hard for them, so I'm not ashamed. Whatever my numbers is, that's what they are.
you know, right. And I'm not ashamed, so I'm going to put them up because I work hard, you know. But,
hold on,
you know, when you're trying to reach out to radio stations and stuff, ask for their stats. Ask them, you know, well, don't just ask until you see them so you know if it's going to benefit you or not from being on a show.
Right.
Ask the people, you know, or how can you help me and I help you, you know. Get real detailed in it and how, you know, just don't be like, okay, I'll come on your show. But you can be, it can be one person listening.
Hold on. Let me school these cats really quickly. Real quick. Now, I was where these cats was at. Spending money, wasting money, whatever. And so I decided last year, I said, you know what? I'm going to start doing promo for these cats. And they actually going to get what they pay for. And I'm going to have one as cheap as $25. Because I said, if these chumps spend $25 on weed and tricking, you cats spend $25 in 10 minutes on crap. So I said, I'm going to make the cheapest one $25, and they're going to get what they pay for. I took 6 months before I even started. I took 6 months to build up a page that wasn't nothing but music-related people on my own. You know why? Because let me tell you what some of you chumps is doing. Some of these cats are tricking y'all. They got these promos, and they're going to promo your product and all that. Let me tell you what they're doing.
Some of them don't even have a business.
Nikki, that ain't what they're doing. Let me tell you what they're doing to them. They say, we're going to promo your tweet to 200,000 people. You like, ooh, 200,000 people going to see my music? Uh-huh, we got you. Let me tell you what's going on. Check they followers. Out of that 200,000, 150,000 of them is fake accounts.
Yeah.
20,000 of them is people that don't even listen to the type of music you make. Then you got 30,000 just maybe here and there. And they basically tweeting your stuff to people who don't even exist. And you happy because you think you get your stuff to 200,000 people.
And I'm going to tell you, just so you know, and you can go to, this is how we do, and you definitely really need to know, but my thing is, note that Twitter is not the world. That's not the only social media site that's out. Everybody look at just Twitter. I mean, it's a good tool if you know how to use it. But
if you know
I'm just saying, know. But also, when I'm doing business with corporations and different organizations, big organizations, they're doing detailed research on me. And they're looking, oh, well, this is her fan base. Let me go through and look and see if her people are real. People have told me that I've worked with and teamed up with at their businesses. They said, we went through your timelines. We saw how you network, and we went to see if you had bots and everything.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you go to somebody's followers, you see hearts, you see, you know, just nothing. You
what?
See eggs. Start going through and seeing. When you see that, you like, I don't know if I want to network with that person. That's the thing. You got to know your network. And another thing is, it doesn't matter about the number. If you got 300 people, guess what? That's your 300. That's your 300 fan base.
Right.
You know? And you like, well, a lot of people say, well, how do you get people to do this? Because I network with my network. You have to network with your network. That's the key. When you start networking with your network, then other people's network start seeing it, you know, and it's like a chain reaction. You have to network
Nikki,
with your own. It doesn't matter.
They
can have five people, but as long as you have five strong people, you build them.
They think that, I ain't a celebrity. See, a celebrity can go to bed and wake up and have 20,000 followers. Cats like me and Nikki, we got to work to get them numbers. We hustle. Trust me. We hustle to get them numbers.
All night long, honey.
Yeah, we hustle.
All day, all night. Blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah, we didn't pay. You know, everybody on my page is real people on both of them. Every last one of them.
Every
you know what I mean? But I work to get that. You know what I'm saying? I network. I work. And people like the product. I keep telling y'all. I'm a living witness. When people like what you do, you don't have to beg for them to follow you. You don't have to beg. They will hold you down. I'm living witness to this. This is something I know for a fact. They will come at you if they like what you do. Let's move on, Nikki. We got four more before I got to, you know, bounce out. Now, number seven. Stop thinking that you're going to get a record deal.
But that's your network, though. Anybody, whether it's your Facebook, your LinkedIn, LinkedIn is a really great source, you know. And not only that, shoot, I'm still on MySpace. I don't know about y'all, but I'm getting in because MySpace is a music site.
Look at you and her. Now, I done moved on to number seven. You still talking about networking.
No. Okay. What's
going on?
Okay, my bad. What you on now?
But you did just tell the world you still on MySpace.
That's a tricky topic right there. You know, my social media campaign. You know,
right.
I just tell people that just to network with your network. That's all, you know, that's all networking is about. Don't look for nobody else's network. This is your own network that you have created.
Right.
That's what I say.
That's what's up. And you just told the world you still
be
on MySpace.
That's what networking is
about. We'll talk about that later, you still being on MySpace. Me and you will talk about that
all right.
when we get out.
Yeah, well, I'm on there. Hey, I don't go in there, but I see my Twitter, everything else is hooked up to it.
Yeah, okay. we'll talk about that all
everything
day,
else
man.
Is hooked up. I sure am. I ain't ashamed.
Anyway.
Network is networking.
True. I can't knock it. Anyway, let's push it.
That's why we the hottest. No, I'm just
good Lord. Seven. Stop thinking that you're going to get a deal. Let me explain this to you cats. I got to pop some of y'all's bubble tonight, but too bad. You will win the lottery before you get a record deal. Sorry. Got to tell you this. You will win the lottery twice before
First
you get
of all,
a deal.
Wait a minute,
yes.
I got to stop you on this part because this is the thing about it to me.
Mm-hmm.
This is another touchy subject to me because to me is everybody needs you. Everybody needs you because when you think about it, like the record labels, they're not really doing good. You know, they need you because right now y'all are doing so much. They're, you know, you are here. You can do everything on your own, build your own stuff up, have your own money, have your own promotions, little items and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need anybody else. So once you build yourself up, why be signed? It's your money.
What? They gonna
why
break
you sign?
The bank. They gonna break the bank. This is why cats ain't gonna get deals no more. You have to be very, very special. For them to sign. Like Nikki said, labels losing money. So you have to be very special for them to sign you because they're going to break the bank to get you. Because, like she said, they need you. But you
they
have to
need
be
you. You,
yeah,
you, the,
but
you are the deal.
Up.
That's the thing.
You gotta be
You're
special.
The deal.
You got to be special. You just can't be another rapper. You can't just be another good singer. No. You're going to have to be very special to get a deal. Something that they see that translates to universal success. They don't have time to make you a local success. They ain't trying to make you a regional or national. They trying to make you a universal success. So there must be something about
exactly.
it that makes them say, I can sell this person in Europe, Asia, here. And what I'm saying is, what's your odds of being that person? Very, very slim. Some of y'all can't even talk. Half talk. You know what I mean? Now, of course, you'll give me examples of people. You'll say, well, Walker, he ain't that smart. He talk like this. Let me explain something to you. Some cats have people around them that can get them where they need to go. So you think because you see a cat, he got there by himself. Some cats ain't capable of getting by there by themselves. But they got people around them that believe in him, and they going to make sure I'm going to get you where you got to go. You can't do it, but we can do it. So don't think just because you can tell told me a couple dudes that come off as kind of ignorant. Well, he made it. You don't know who's around them that helps them get to where they had to go. Because my personal thought is I know these cats didn't get to do nothing on their own. No way. Anyway, I'm going off subject. Stop thinking you're going to get a deal. Stop tweeting your music to Kanye. Kanye don't listen to y'all music. I'm telling you. Stop
tweeting
your music.
Look, are you going
to
get a deal because your cousin John Legend?
Thank you. No. It ain't happening. You know what I'm saying?
What did John say?
No. We never even... I'm past the age of getting the deal. They ain't signing... I ain't no 40 and 50 years old. None of that. But they only signing young guys. You know what I mean? For real. They want you hot early, 21, 22, 23, so we can make a run with you for maybe 8, 9, 10 years. You know what I mean? They ain't trying to sign cats like that.
They done sound some this year.
There's exceptions.
A couple of artists.
There's always exceptions.
42, 41.
I'm saying, it's always exceptions to the rule. But we talking, how many of them cats walking around? And Jay-Z and them didn't get deals when they was 40-something. No, they did not. They got deals when they was in their 20s. R. Kelly, all these cats, they wasn't no 40 years old walking in the door getting no deals. They was in their 20s. That's what I'm saying. So just because you 40 now and still rapping, you wasn't 40 when you walking
about,
in the door.
Yeah, I know a couple of...
It's a few.
I know a couple of people that got signed this year that was in, like...
Not a... Nikki, I can name more 40-something-year-olds that ain't getting signed and you can tell me they did. You better believe it. That's a small number you go name. But don't give these dudes false hope. We're trying to give them reality now. You're giving them false hope. Nah, I'm telling you cats right now. You ain't getting no deal. Sony ain't calling you. Kanye ain't knocking on your door. They not going to listen. You're not going to tweet them your song. They going to listen to it and say, I got to sign them. No chances of that happening is like winning the lottery twice. You need to focus on how you can make money while on your own. How can I generate cash with my music?
I do want to let everybody know we live with Grindhouse. It's the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station. And he giving us the 10 commandments, the indie commandments. And we do have some people on the line, too, but we're going to finish all the commandments, and then we're going to get to the phone line. So all y'all listeners, tune in. I know you want to talk. It's 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749 and press 1. But we're going to get through all the commandments and then go to the phone lines, all right?
Let's bring it on. We got three more. Let me recap. Number one, find your identity as an artist. Number two, figure out who you want your fan base to be. Number three, record on quality equipment. Number four, stop begging for retweets. Number five, stop focusing on being local. Number six, you have to spend money to make money. Number seven, stop thinking that you're going to get a deal. Here is number eight, you have to collab with other artists outside of your circle. I want to make this perfectly clear to y'all. Listen to what I'm about to tell y'all. Too many of y'all is in competition with cats that don't have anything just like you. Why are you trying to compete and be better with a dude who is trying to do the same thing you doing? Why?
Hey, y'all heard that collaboration that I played beforehand. That's what you call a collab.
Yeah.
Mr. 74, A-Ball and MJG, that's a collaboration.
It makes absolutely no sense for you to think, I don't want to do no song with him because he a rapper too, and I don't want to do no song with him. And, you know, I'm trying to do what he do. You dudes are insane. You're insane. I want you to understand. Let me tell you what collabing does for you, silly. This is what it does. Let's just say a cat is hot, and you can visibly see this dude has a fan base. He's making moves. He's doing things. Why wouldn't you want to do a song with him? His fan base is going to listen to you, and they might become fans of you and then say, I like that dude he did a song with. Let me check him out. That's why you collab with cats. Some of y'all are stupid. I don't want to do no song with him because he's from another city.
I don't want to do no sign with him because he ain't part of your crew. Hey, stupid, you supposed to be trying to build a fan base. You know what I'm saying? A fan base means this dude lives in Texas. You live in New York. So you like, yo, dude got a big following down in Texas. I'm going to do a joint with this cat. And I can get some of that, get some in Texas, get some fans down in Texas. Maybe I can end up getting a show down there in Texas if I got some fans down there. Hey, man,
exactly.
Don't you understand something? You can't get shows in other cities unless people in that city know and like you, dumb. That's why you're only doing shows at the local high school. But I'm saying, you want to do shows in other cities, people in that city have to know your music and like you. So how do you do that? Start collabing up with cats. It's hot. I ain't saying you got to collab with any garbage dude on the street. But what I'm saying is, don't be afraid. Quit being a hater. Y'all listen to music, and the dude is better than you, and you want to run from him. Man, if you listen to a joint and the dude is hot, why don't you email? Hey, dude, what's your email? Hey, I want to do a joint with you. You dope. We should do something together. That's what you chumps still should be doing. But you act like you in competition with these cats. When you start hearing dudes is dope, and then you talk to them for a minute and they come off as legit dudes and they about their business, you need to start trying to work with these dudes. Collab with them. Hey, we could do a joint. Hey, man, you don't have to be. The days is over when you got to make a road trip to do songs with crack cats. They email you the song, go to the studio, drop it back to them. I do songs with cats that live in the U.K., never seen them a day in my life. Do joints with them. It's very easy now. So what I'm telling you cats is stop acting like you in competition with the next man. Stop hating on a dude because his music better than yours. You should be trying to collab with that cat. Get with him. You know what I'm saying? Or studying. You know what I'm saying? Get with some of these producers out here. You want to stick. Let me tell y'all something. Throw loyalty out. You in the music game. I keep telling you it's like the mafia. Screw that loyalty to your people. You're going to go down the drain because you're being loyal to your people. Your boy is your boy. He making your garbage tracks, and you're going to keep rapping to him because that's your boy. No. Some of these producers out here, get at them. Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? You got the tracks, what you got? You got them for cheap. You letting them go. You let them go for free. What you got? I like your music. Let me spit to a couple of them. I'll give you your credit on it. I'll let them know who produced it. Start reaching out to cats. Stop staying in your own little stupid circle. Stop it. You ain't going to get nowhere. You're spinning your wheels. You're going nowhere if you keep doing that crap. Stop being scared to work with other cats. Check your ego and understand you ain't the best rapper on the planet, and this dude's out here that's just as monstrous as you, if not better. And instead of being in competition with him, I'm trying to be better than dude. Screw that. Work with him. Do a joint with him. Get at it. You cats ain't thinking money. You stupid. You thinking deals. I'm going to get a deal, and I'm going to get paid later. You could be getting paid now. You silly. Anyway, number 9, learn business.
And you know what I like is some artists I just been watching and doing research on, you know, with different artists and just been checking them out.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found out, like, just say for instance, I watched T.I., you know, like he said. He said he was signed the first time, you know, and he left. Then he came back, you know. He ended up, he had left, and then he invested in himself, and they hit the street. They hit the street, and they was going everywhere, doing shows. He said he invested in himself doing shows. He was like, places that people wouldn't even go, they did shows. The other day I was watching The Game, you know. The Game was talking about the new album he was coming out with, you know. He was like, well, we got to start the promo campaign because, you know, even though I sold X amount of records, he said, I still got to start back like square one, like I ain't sold them. You know, we got to get out there and work. You have to.
Hey, that's the name of this game. All winners in life have two character traits. Winners, successful people, all have two things in their DNA. Whether it's a ball player, a CEO of a corporation, a rapper, what have you. All successful people all winners have two things in their DNA, every last one of them. One, they want to be the best at what they do. They strive to be the best. They go to bed thinking about how to get better. They wake up thinking about how to get better. They walk around all day thinking of ways to get better. They're never satisfied.
Yes.
Everybody around them tell them how great they are. They never satisfied. They always thinking of ways, how can I be better than the next guy?
And because you know, I'm hearing a lot of craziness. Because you know it's the fourth quarter, we know that the businesses are shut down, the industry shut down. If you ain't made it yet, how you gonna shut down? No, you need to keep working. You are not in position to be like, oh, I'm gonna take a break because the industry shut down anyway. No.
They're done. Number two.
You don't.
The second part of DNA that winners and successful people have. They work harder than the next guy. They work harder than the next cat. While you in the bed sleeping, he up trying to figure out where can I perform tomorrow. What can I? He working on his music. He in the gym while you sleep. He in the gym shooting free throws. While you in the bed sleep with your woman, he running heels in the morning. Those dudes, those type of people work harder than the next one. Those are the people that make it. If you do not have those two character traits, and here's the thing, you have to be born with them. You can't wake up and say, I want to outwork everybody. You can't do it. You can't wake up in the morning and say, I want to be the best, and I'll constantly, you can't do it. It's either in you or it's not. That's why everybody can't win. If winning was easy, losers would do it. That's my motto. Winning ain't easy. You got to work to win. That's why everybody can't win. And if you do not have those two character traits, you can do nothing in life. Sometimes it ain't about talent. Sometimes it's about those two things. I'm going to work hard and overcome my shortcomings. I'm going to work harder than the next man, and I'm going to get where I got to go. I don't have the talent that dude has, but I'm going to work harder than him. And he'll make it, and dude with more talent won't make it because he's lazy. If you do not have them two character traits, rip up your paper, cancel your studio session, you ain't going to make it. If your boyfriend trying to rap and you know he ain't got them character traits in real life, go tell that chump he better get up and get a job in the morning, no more rapping. Go tell him right now. Grandhouse said, you ain't never going to make it. You better get up and get a job in the morning. You're done. They'll never make it. Because if you not, if he ain't that way in real life, he damn sure can't be that way with his music. If a dude is lazy and don't want to work, he going to be lazy when it comes to his music. If a dude is nonchalant about taking care of his kids and taking care of his responsibilities, he going to be nonchalant about his music. Because that's the type of person that he is. So quit letting these dudes sell you this pipe dream of what they're going to be one day. They showing you what you gonna be, what they're going to be when you watch how they act every day. If you don't have them two character traits, you will not win in life in nothing. You can fit in. You can float through with the crowd. But you will never be on top. Never. And there's nothing wrong with fitting in. You can't have a show unless you got an audience. There ain't nothing wrong with people just being supporters and faces in the crowd. You need them people. Everybody can't be on top because it takes special people to get on top. And if you do not have them two things in your DNA from your parents, you will not ever be at the top of the food chain. You're going to always be in the middle or at the very bottom. And you better learn it, and you better accept it. There ain't no exceptions to that rule unless you just fall asshole backwards into some money. That's the only way you will get on top of the food chain, if you just fall asshole backwards into some money. But if it comes that you got to work for it, you ain't never going to make it. Never. Never. Take you 2 hours to write a rap. You got to get high and drunk, and then 2 hours later, you got four bars on the damn paper. I walk in there and drop four songs in an hour. You know why? Not because I'm better. I work. This is what I do. I take this serious. This is what I do for a living. If I don't do it, I don't eat. If I don't do it, my kid can't get dressed. Understand what I'm telling y'all. Some of y'all doing this crap, you got a job. What's your motivation if you know you got a check coming every month? Quit rapping, go to work. I can't eat if I don't do this. I'm telling you, this is what I do. So you cats better understand this ain't no game. Some of y'all doing it for ass. That's cool. Some of y'all doing it for attention. That's cool, too. But some of you cats actually think that you about to do something. Groundhouse here to play dream killer and tell you that you're not. You need, some of you cats need reality. You need to get your ass up and go get a job and take care of your babies. And quit waiting for Jay-Z to knock on your door and say, hey, I finally hit that tweet. I like your song. Let's go. Ain't happening, stupid. Ain't happening. Anyway, learn the business. Some of you cats come out. This is number nine, learn the business. Some of you cats, so proud to tell people how many views you got. This chump told me last week, if you tweet me your music, I'll tweet you what I can do for you for promo. I never tweet people what I do for them for promo unless they tweet me their music. Because to me, you trying to promote your music because you tweeted it to me. So therefore, I feel like I got a right to tell you, hey, man, it's a better way to do this. Now, this chump told me last week, man, I don't really need no promo. I got like 40,000 views. I said, okay, that's what's up. Then I said, how many of them 40,000 did you turn into any type of money? None. I don't give a rat's ass about your 40,000 views. I don't care nothing about your 80,000 followers. I could care less. How many of them people did you get to translate to a dollar? Nobody cares how many followers you got. Nobody cares how many views you got. Nobody gives a damn how many free downloads you got. Are you turning that into cash? Are they buying your album when you're selling it? No. Who cares? I ain't impressed by that. And anybody who's doing something ain't impressed by that. I ain't impressed. Show me the units you sold. Show me some money. Now I'm impressed. I don't care how many people saw your stuff. You know why? Because you can get fake views. And you can get fake followers. So I could care less what you telling me about that. Learn the business. Learn the business. Learn what's going to get you where you want to go. Stop thinking you know every damn thing. Quit trying to do what the next dude did. That worked for him. That might not work for you. You spending thousands of dollars on something that, you know, Ray Ray did it. And he sold 10,000 albums. Okay, cool. I'm going to do it too. Well, guess what? Maybe he makes better music than you. You can't duplicate what people do and think you can get the same results. Because let me tell y'all something. At the end of the day, you can try every gimmick in the book. At the end of the day, cats have to like what they like when they push play. They have to like it. Let me tell y'all something. Anybody that promised y'all anything in this music game is lying to you or they trying to steal from you. Cats always ask me, Nikki, they say, what can you guarantee me if I use your promo? Not a damn thing. I can guarantee you I'm going to do exactly what I said I was going to do. And anybody guarantee you any type of number, they either doing
it.
And
like,
space,
can I get my followers?
Normal.
I don't know what you can do. I said, I just promote it.
There's nothing you can't. And they'll tell me, well, such and such told me. I said, let me tell you something. Anybody told you that either had fake people follow you to give you them numbers, or they just flat out lying because they just want you to spend your money. I said, I ain't going to lie
exactly.
to you. I can't make people like your music. I can show it to them. I can tweet it to 45,000 plus people, and they can see it. But I can't make none of them click it, and I can't make none of them like it. You chumps better understand something. You got to play the odds. This is like going to the casino. If you need a job
like,
in life.
We had events. I just recently did two showcases, one in L.A. and one in Texas. And in the one in Texas was, somebody said, so what's the prize? I said, you mean a prize? A prize?
Yeah.
Just performing because a lot of times artists don't even get the chance to perform.
don't even get the opportunity to perform, especially coming from somewhere else, you know. But the whole thing is people, you know, they're like, what's the prize? I guess due to the fact, you know, that they're so used to somebody saying, oh, you know, you come out here to this showcase, X amount of dollars, you sign a record deal. First of all, this is what I tell the artists that deal with me. You got to think about it. Be real. So if somebody's signing you off of one performance, you actually think you're going to get signed off of one performance. The reality is if you do get signed somewhere, especially at a showcase, that means they had to be looking at you and watching you for a while. But I still don't think you're going to get signed off of a showcase.
You're not. Nikki, let me tell them, these cats something, because I don't want cats to go through things I went through. Let me tell y'all a trick word anytime y'all start hearing these people coming to your town. When the minute you hear this, I want a red flag to go up. All you artists, listen to me good. If you get burned from this point on, it's your own fault, because Grindhouse told you. Whenever somebody comes to your town and they tell you an A&R from Def Jam is going to be there, an A&R from Sony is going to be there, a rep from Universal is going to be there, listen to me good. These cats are cats that used to work for Def Jam. They used to work for Universal. They used to deal with industry cats. They're no longer employed. They no longer
are no longer relevant. No,
or
they
no
are the middleman, which is no longer relevant, because you can do it yourself.
You. Yeah, because if they were relevant, they would not be doing that. So it's just to get you there and to make you think you're going to get a deal with Def Jam because this dude is here. This dude has no affiliation with Def Jam whatsoever anymore. That's why
if you
he's there
and
tonight
you
watching
you. You can talk to the A&Rs yourself. You can contact them. The key word is doing your research, and this is how you do the research. If you know at every record label, the A&Rs, every one of the A&Rs from all the record labels, if you go to the website of the record labels, all of them, you will see every A&R on each record label, whether they're with Def Jam, whether they're with Young Money. It's a whole list of them will tell you this is your A&R, and he's with such and such. This is your A&R. And that's on all of them. That's on every single website of a record label. It's a whole list. They will tell you every A&R broken down into the record label. Because, to be honest, those little record labels, most of them are under one umbrella, which is one major record.
The baby. They the babies under a big umbrella. And they all in the same
bracket.
Yeah. See, what I'm saying is, Nikki didn't wake up knowing this stuff. Grindhouse didn't wake up knowing this stuff. We got the DNA I was talking about.
Like, when people will tweet me and they'll say, oh, I'm a record label for, I'm an A&R for such and such. All you got to do is go to that front page and
say
A&R.
That's all you
got to
do. Yeah. These cats, let me tell you something. Anytime these cats is coming to these amateur nights, They ain't affiliated no more. Well, whoever they used to, they out the loop. They just try to get your money, play on the fact that you want a deal. They taking advantage of your want for getting the deal. They taking advantage of you. That's all they doing. It's just a cash grab every time. It's always accepted. But 9 times out of 10, you ain't getting no deal. You can forget it. It ain't happening. This dude is nobody. You can do more for yourself than this cat can do for you. And he's sitting up there popping bottles, women all over him. This dude ain't nobody. Nobody. Yeah. Anyway, number 10.
Now, we don't have to go to the phone lines, man. I see the lines are buzzing.
Well, Nikki, you the one that did it. I'd have been done 15 minutes ago. You thought I'd been done.
Well,
see?
Well,
number 10.
You know how to get the Nikki Rick.
No, it's all good.
Where it is.
It's all good. Don't blame Grindhouse. Number 10. Last one. Accept the fact that you suck and you don't have what it takes. Accept it. You in denial. Some of y'all are in denial. I have listened to some of y'all.
Number 10.
Number 10. Some of y'all music is awful. It's awful. You can't rap. You can't even spit on beat. Your hooks stink. You can't sing. Your hooks are awful. The track is awful. What you talking about makes no sense. You sound like you stupid. Some of y'all music.
Well, why don't you just get, look, well, why don't, a lot of people don't give the feedback that they need to say, okay.
Well, I'm giving them feedback tonight. You stink. your music stinks. And like all the other things
well,
I said before.
You want to tell them you need to work on this just a little bit
circle.
More.
Step outside your circle and somebody tell you that you stink. You know, I used to watch American Idol, and you know how some people come on there and they stink, and when Simon told them they stunk, they were actually crying breakdown because they actually thought they were good because they were surrounded by people that never told them they sucked, and then somebody outside of their comfort zone finally told them they stunk, and it was a punch to the stomach. Same thing with some of you rapper cats, man. You stink. Then you got the nerve to get mad because you tweet me your music. I listen to it, tell you that you stink. Then you want to get attitude with me. Well, what you giving it to me for then? You stink. Some of y'all stink. You need
no,
to accept it.
Speaking of music, before we get to the phone lines, I do want to let the artists know, please do not, if you're trying to send to or want somebody to get heard, especially hear your music, quit sending just dirty music. Like unclean music, not radio edit music. That's what I mean by dirty. Sing
mm-hmm.
clean and radio. I mean, sing radio edit, and if you're going to send the non-radio edit. But don't
That's
send
right.
out to all the professionals all the not radio edit music. Do not do that. That is, I mean, nobody want to hear all that. All the cussing.
All my joints radio ready. All of them. Yeah. Better believe it. That's important, Nikki. I'm glad you said that because that's important. Very important.
It is.
I'm done, Nikki.
They do both of them. Don't ask me, do you prefer radio or non-radio? I mean, being a professional and you know, image is everything, professionalism. It's like you, just everything in the industry, just as an artist, period. You are
a business.
You're a business. Just like the ice cream shop. You know different than the ice cream shop. Okay,
mm-hmm.
If you don't have the proper sign out, if you don't have the proper building, nobody not going to come. Nobody not going to listen to your music if you don't have the proper covers on the mixtape or what have
mm-hmm.
you. And please stop giving your music away. That's why a lot of these majors are taking it, you know. But stop giving your music away saying, here, check out my music and it's not registered or copyrighted
mm-hmm.
or what have you, all the detailed legal things that you have to have, and you're wondering why, oh, my God, they stole my track. You hear this? Listen to this. It sounds just
mm-hmm.
like me. Well, take them to court then. Can you take them to court?
They can't because they probably ain't did nothing to legally cover their own ass, so they can't. Most of them, they can't. They so happy.
We gotta get to these phone lines right now.
Calls,
you know what I'm saying?
You're making it seem like it's my fault. Let's get to it.
Okay. Everybody that's tuned in, I see is wilding over here on these phone lines. You can call in at 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749. Press that 1. If you press that 1, let me know that you want to talk to myself or Grindhouse. We're going to go to 901-802. You on the air. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
What's up? I'm calling from Memphis 10. This is Big Floss. How you doing, Nikki Rich?
Good, good. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
You got any questions, comments for Grindhouse?
I was listening to what Grindhouse said about, you know, different artists. We from Memphis, so there's a lot of artists they get on Facebook and they get on Twitter, but that's where it stops at with them. You know, they get a lot of people be on there be like, well, your music bumping, but really, like you said, it just really the people locally, that's all they're saying. And like you said,
mm-hmm.
when they get outside the region, they get like somebody from Florida, another, like, let's say a DJ like DJ Wine or somebody like that be like, nah, that music sucks. And they get mad. They be, you know, they go on Twitter, they cuss him out, they go on Facebook, and just, you know, they go crazy. And it be just funny, though. And it, I mean, somebody outside had to actually tell you really reality of how your music sound, because the people around you really scared to say it. It sucks, really, you know.
Right. You exactly right, brother. And if anybody listening who got boys is doing music, you doing them a disservice if you do not tell them that they need you need you can find a nice way to tell your boy he ain't ready or you need some work. You ain't doing your boy no favor when you do that. If that's supposed to be your man, you supposed to take care of him. And the way you take care of him is keeping him in reality. And when you he's gonna hurt sooner or later, so you can save him a lot of pain and suffering if you keep it 100 with him from the beginning. This brother is 100% correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, I mean, you have to, you know, and please don't think. I mean, Twitter works great for other people. You know, if you don't really know how it works, and just think, oh, I'm on Twitter. Some people just say I'm on Twitter just to say it, but they really don't know how it works. You know, and how beneficial it is. You know, don't just put your whole life on Twitter. You know, everybody think, oh, you be on Twitter all the time. I mean, but what you don't realize is I'm not just on Twitter. If you look detail at my tweets, you will see that I'm sitting here on a whole nother site, you know, and it's going to Twitter. That's the thing about me. I be on something totally different, but I be hitting it to Twitter. Just like my Instagram, I be sending it to Twitter and Tumblr at the same time. I'm going, my social media is so tight, I be on 5 different sites at one time, you know, and it's hitting it on all 5 at once. And you don't just stay on Twitter, you know. I'm a big fan of Twitter now. I did some major networking, don't get me wrong, but that ain't the only site I'm on.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Big dog, good luck on the call in, man.
Anytime, man.
All right. Take it easy, brother.
Now, let everybody know you say you from Tennessee. What's your Twitter so everybody can follow you?
It's at Big Flosser. I manage a couple artists myself, so I really know exactly what you're saying, and I had to tell them about it because, I got a couple artists. They like to drink, and they try to not, you know, the image or whatever. I tell them you just can't be in front of the media people and these industry people and you drunk and stuff. That's bad.
Yeah.
That's a bad flex on me and you at the same time.
That's right. It's been, I think cats think because they doing music, they forget.
Yeah, they're going to blow up. I'm automatically going to get rich. That's what they be like. We don't get a record deal regardless, but I like it. A record deal is just a loan. They're going to give you a loan. You got to pay that money back. If they give you $1 million. You got to pay
it's
that back.
Loan,
not,
but guess what? They're going to earn
that's
interest
like
off of you.
That's like a mortgage. They're giving you, you got to pay that back.
Hey,
and,
they better
and
understand
if you
something.
Can't afford to pay it, guess what? You're going to be sitting there looking sad.
Say something, Nikki. Hey, white folk, I'm going to say it. White folk, they need a reason to give you their money. You better believe it. Trust me.
Yeah,
white folk,
they going to give you $2 million.
You better walk in there like you got some damn sense. Now, they don't care if you want to act like a monkey and a fool outside of that. But when you trying to get their money, you better walk in that office like you got some sense. And you think,
like
you tell cats
like,
all the time.
Like you a business.
I said, you think P walked in them meetings and camouflaged in his grill in his mouth? No. Not happening. He took that grill out.
Some towels.
Thank you. You better. They letting the
and
image.
And he still be wearing a suit and tie, and he still be killing it. Because he is
that's
a straight business man.
Don't let these cats fool y'all, man. Y'all think
they
because
business.
What you see
they
doing fine. The videos, that's how they got a deal. No. Trust me. These cats, they walked in the right way. And you cats better learn how to do it. But that's all I got to say about that. I just getting under my skin. All right.
For example, look at Tupac. If you do your research on Tupac, did you know Tupac was so freaking smart? This dude would read dictionaries, glossaries. He would read theater. He knew the theater. I mean, Shakespeare. He would read Shakespeare and act it out, you know? That's how
smart
he was.
But the problem with him was they created an image, and he started believing the fantasy. That was his problem. You know what I mean? He started believing it. Yeah, he started believing this creation that they made. He started believing that's what he was. Went down the drain. This is like
Spider-Man and Superman. I keep trying to tell these cats, man, what they showing you is a costume. You know what I'm saying? And then when it's over with, they take the costume off and they go home. Problem with Tupac was he ain't never take his costume off. He kept it on in real life. Can't function in real life when you imaginary and you usually going to die or go to jail because you being fairy tale in the real world. Two things that can't exist. So you either going to die or go to jail. And that's what happened to him. You know what I'm saying? So you cats better, like Nikki said, y'all better start studying. Y'all better start learning about something that y'all participating in. Because truthfully, 10% got something to do with the music. The other 90% got everything to do with everything else. Your music come last. At the end of the day, they'll say, okay, now let's listen to some music. Yeah, they want to know what's up with you. Get y'all head together. Hey, man, these cats getting drunk and stuff on your watch, man. You might want to replace these cats and get you some cats that's serious, got their head down and ready to roll. You might want to think about that, man. Because then the kind of cats that disappoint you when it's time, when you hook up the right move and you at the doorstep or get something, you don't want them type of cats where you sweating the night before hoping they don't do something stupid. You don't need them type of cats, man. Yeah, so you might want to think about that, man, because they might cost you one day.
Exactly, because the people, you know, that's like myself. You know, I'm cautious of the people I hang around or where I'm at all times. Mm-hmm. Even on the radio, I'm cautious of, you know, what to say. You know, I'm not trying to offend anybody or how I do or how I present myself, you know,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, you got me for everybody.
That's right.
All right, come on, Nikki. Let's keep it moving. You said you want to get to all these calls. Come on. Blame me.
Well, we thank you, honey.
All right, man.
Take me to another place. We about to go it. Tennessee, 302 in the building. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Preacher Mayor, Social Therapy Mag. How y'all feel tonight?
What's up, brother?
Good.
I mean, I'm just being educated by the brother. You know, he's dropping them bombs on the realism and just what it is that goes on in the industry and the business. And, you know, definitely having your business right. If you, like you said, if you don't have your business right, you're definitely in the wrong fields, you know.
Wrong game.
So,
you're in the wrong game.
Yeah, wrong game. As simple
no
as
doubt.
That. So yeah, that's heavy. He was hitting them. He was hitting them, Nikki. He was hitting them. You know.
That's what's up.
You know, just listening, tuning in. You know,
that's what's
up. Brother, you know, because it's like, I mean, definitely need to listen to this brother, and you getting the info. He's definitely, you know, schooling you and giving you, you know, what you need to do. You know, be mindful and listen, and that's what this show is about. You know. Educating the unknown, people that's not educated on the industry, all the artists who think they know it all and not educating themselves on what it is as far as business side, separating the businesses from the music aspect of it,
mm-hmm.
the artists, you know.
That's
business,
right.
Business first.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Salute to you, brother.
Yeah.
You're 100% right. I can tell in this quick little exchange that I've got a good read on people, and I can tell you're a highly intelligent man, and you have a common sense. And, you know what I'm saying, and more cats need to, like you said, you need to focus that you are a brand. You are not a person. When you choose to do music, you are no longer a person. You are a product. And
exactly.
The more
you're a product.
Huh? Yeah, you're a product. The more
I say you're a product. Whether it's whatever you got, whether it's a magazine, whether it's a radio show, whether you're an artist, it's all the same, you know. You just
mm-hmm.
got to get that product out.
You a product. And if you carry your product trifling, nobody will want to be bothered with you. You all out in public drunk, fighting. You a female and you supposed to be a singer. You out there scrapping with other women. Your product, the value of your product goes down. You know what I'm saying? And you better
that's
remember that. All these cats on these labels, they don't look at them like people. They merchandise. They merchandise.
Yep.
The minute that your merchandise gets damaged, they get rid of you. Bye.
Yeah. Because you're a number.
Yeah.
And to them, you're a number at the end of the day.
That's it. That's
and
all you
and
want.
The key is, if you are an artist, you have to do your research
I don't want to hear no excuse about what, like, don't come to me, you know, when I'm doing my little promotional services. Don't come to me saying, giving me all these questions when I have straight detail on what everything is detailed on my website, in my packages, and asking me all these questions, which the answers are there, but you're too, you know, lazy to even look at it. You know, you're too lazy to, you need to look at it and see how we can help you, you know, not just be like, okay, so what you going to do for me? You know, you should already know. Be like, okay,
hey,
I need videos.
Hey,
I need videos.
Nikki, I tell them every day,
promote it.
They come at me for promo. Mm-hmm. I tell them all the time. They was one free. I said, I don't need you. I said, I ain't trying to be funny. I make money every day. If you walk out of here today, I'm going to be straight. I don't need you. I'm trying to help you get to where I'm at. So then you can be where I'm at. Then you can make some moves. But I don't need you. Kathy, act like you need them. Like, if you don't get their money, you know what I mean? You're going to be out on the street tomorrow. No, brother. Hey, before it come to that,
they give me answers.
You made a good, you know what you made?
But
you,
I
made,
feel
you made a good point.
If
like,
you're coming to me and you see I got a promo and I list all the things where we can promote your site, we can promote your web links, your mixtapes, it's a couple of things out there you should already know. Well, I do need my mixtape promoted. I do need this. You should already know what you need a little help on, you know, just a little something. Okay, I can use this. This can help me in this way, you know. Don't just be like, okay, what you going to do for me? You should already know.
You know, they do. They get so excited, like he said earlier about the $1 million or $2 million contract. They get so excited. Sometimes they sign their publishing away. You know what I mean? Or they get so excited not really reading between them lines in them contracts, and as they get caught, you know. Like for example, I don't know if that's what happened to Young Buck with 50 Cent. I don't know if that could be similar with the Young Buck and 50 Cent situation. But, yeah, some guys that get so excited, and you see it all the time, brother. They sign their publishing away, and that's it. You know, they're like, these records get spent, and they go, damn, where my money at? Where my royalties? You know, I mean,
they don't get that. And then a lot of times artists be like, they so quick to say, oh, I'm registered. Yeah, okay. Tell me how being registered is benefiting you. Do you even know helping you?
In no way whatsoever.
Can you tell me? Okay, then they be like, so do you got BDS fans? Okay, so tell me, do you know where your music is being played? You can ask me, do I have BDS fans and do I have this and do I have that? Do you got a copy of your fans already where you know detail where they're getting played at? Because if you don't, it is not even going to matter.
Right.
Wow.
That's the stuff. Hey, go ahead. Nikki, you said
okay.
Oh, no, I was listening to it.
Go ahead, brother.
No, I was just listening to what Nikki was saying, though. Like, you said, a lot of them not aware.
But we gonna,
yeah, they're really not sure. Mm-hmm.
Nope, they're not sure. But we're going to go to some more callers. I see.
You take care of yourself, brother.
All right,
thank you so much
for having me on. Social Therapy Magazine.
Nice
y'all
to meet
follow
you too, brother.
Twitter,
nice to meet you, brother.
Social Therapy Magazine. Follow Social Therapy 1 on Twitter. All right.
That's what
we did. We're going to go to 864. We got 864. Update 361.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
What the deal? Hey.
What the deal?
What's up, man?
What's up?
you call the family? What's happening?
Hey, it's Mitchie Love, man. I'm an artist from Sacramento, man. Old Squad. Hey, my Tarantino here. We kicking it on the Nicky Rich. What's up with everybody?
We chilling. What's up, too?
Hey, make sure you check out the new Old Squad video, man. Me and my bros, YouTube. Hey, my Tarantino, Mitchie Love.
That's
you got people.
Mitchie Love, he just tuning in. You just tuning in, Mitchie Love?
Yeah, just tuning in, checking out Nikki Rich for the first time. Big up to her. She's doing big things. So, you know, man, shout out O Squad. Shout out all to Nikki Rich.
Well, thank you so much for showing love. Thank you. Well, Michilo, just to keep you updated, tonight we're talking about the 10 Indie Commandments. And our special guest tonight, Grindhouse, he just went through a list of them on what artists need to look out for. And he just went through them.
Say what? What's up? I said, most definitely, they got for O Squad, man. We on the rise.
Oh, okay. All right, let me ask you a question before you bounce.
Yes, sir.
How you promoting your product?
I promote my product in the streets. I promote it on internet, on all social media sites.
I mean, outside of you, like, how are you promoting? Outside of what you manually doing, what are you doing to promote it?
Yeah. Kelly Kell Promotion. We got other promotion teams that promote our music. FMNG Promotion. Kelly Kell Promotion. We got promotion in Charlotte. We got Overseas Connection, Chicago. DJ from Overseas, Berlin, Germany, DJ Proof. Check him out. He's a wonderful dude. Most definitely, while we're sleeping, our name is still being promoted.
What's the show about tonight?
Check us out, man. I'm going to post a video on Nicky Rich's Facebook page. Check us out, man. Not to brag enough, but I think we're the hottest thing in South Carolina right now.
Okay. It ain't bragging if it's true.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. That's how confident we are. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Well, we keep it here out for you, man, and I'll go on the page and I'll get at it and I'll see what's up with it.
Most definitely.
And you know, Grindhouse is a radio personality as well. He has his own show as well.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's me and everybody from Nicky Rich, man.
Take care, brother.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Love to South Carolina represent and upstate. You know that's where I'm from.
That's what's up.
I'll tell you, South Carolina.
No doubt. I thought he accidentally called a family member. He like, what's up? I'm like, what's up? Thought he called a cousin or something. I'm like, you looking for Uncle Ray? What you need? Yeah. That's what's up. Who we got next, Nikki? Who we got next?
Man, we just holding on to anybody else that's tuned in right now on the line. You can press that 1-323-580-5749. Press that 1. And Grindhouse, I know we got that new music. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, okay. New joint. It's called Suffer. Let me break this joint down. My album drops March 7th. True Lies, hot, hot, hot. But y'all know I don't self-promote. My music speaks for itself. This joint is called Suffer. And basically, I got kind of tired of females constantly talking about dudes as doggish and ain't no good and they this, that, and the third, but yet and still you continue to stay with his ass. So at some point, you can't blame the man. At some point, you got to look in the mirror and check yourself because you're the problem, not him. And people only do what you let them do. So that's what this song is about. It's called Suffer. And basically, all you women that continue to have these pity parties because your man is a piece of crap, but you will not leave him, you need to listen to this song because I'm talking to you. No more excuses blaming the man. It's time to look in the mirror and check your stupid self. I'm done.
Now, Grindhouse, do you write everything?
I write all my music. I do all the hooks. I write everything. I've been blessed with the gift of writing, just like my cousin, John Legend. And we have the gift of writing, so I write everything. Any hook you hear, it might be somebody else singing it, but the hook on this song, I wrote the hook. All my music is mine. Everything I do, it comes out of my brain, which is scary, but yeah.
Now, speaking of that, have you ever wrote any hooks for him?
No, I'm not allowed.
Okay. I was just
saying. I'm not allowed. Yeah, I'm not allowed. John is 100% a corporate man. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
There is no under the table with him. That's all I'll say. He's a corporate man. He walks the corporate line. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we got Suffer. Go ahead and introduce that to us.
That's what's up. This is Suffer from me, Grindhouse, off the upcoming True Lies album, March 7th, 2013. Suffer, get at it. Good to go. So yeah, that's Rachel Edwards. She's from Cincinnati, and she nice. She nice. She nice with the vocals, no doubt.
That's right.
That's good. That's right. We got
I've been getting a lot of feedback on my Twitter, man. Everybody going in, showing love.
That's
what it is. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich. MSNIKKIRICH. Miss Nikki Rich.
Let me
Nikki Rich Show. Nikki R Show. Oh yeah.
Nikki, let me pimp my product real quick. Can I pimp my product since I'm on here? Let me pimp my product. Now, outside of being an artist, I have a very successful promo company. And if you follow my at Grindhouse, GRYNDHOUSZ, or Grindhouse Music, MUSIQ, then you will see what I do for artists as far as their promo. I have over 45,000 DJs, labels, radio shows, magazines, other artists, producers, and people that just download music. That's all that's on my pages, and these are real people. And the same people that you are tweeting your music to 20 at a time, I'm hitting all these people at once, and they will see your product 20 times a day.
Exactly.
I do 20 daily promo tweets of your product, and I have rates from $25 to $100. All you got to do is get at me on Twitter or get at me by email, grindhousemusic@yahoo.com, and we'll get it together and be straight. And you got to get the product out there. I don't care. And I'm not in competition. I don't care if it's through Nikki. I don't care if it's through me or some other people we know that do the same thing. It's enough money to go around for everybody. But the point is,
exactly,
you have to promote your product. Play the odds. Let's just play the odds here. If you need a job, Nikki, and you go fill out one application, what's your chance of getting the job? You go fill out 20, the odds go up that somebody going to call you. So you want to keep promoting to your same 200 people every day. You know what I mean? Go, you get somebody got 30,000, 25,000, 6,000. I don't care. Anybody who got more people than you that's legit, what's the problem with dropping a little bit of money? A little bit, and say, okay, maybe these people will see me too, and then my numbers will grow. That's how you do it. But you can't be afraid to take a chance and spend. I said a little money. I said I got one for $25. If you afraid to spend a little money because you think you might not make your 25 back, quit. Quit right now. Just stop doing it and walk away because at some point you have to spend money to get where you want to get to. You got to spend money. Nikki,
exactly,
tell us, you got to spend money. You know what I mean? Me and Nikki did not, we are not doing what we're doing, and somebody started giving us free. We had to hustle. You know what I mean? We had to hustle. Y'all have no clue how much money I've spent in the studio and everything else do what I got to do. No clue. You know what I'm saying? None of y'all damn business. You ain't going to never
That's
know.
Not.
But the point is, I made all my money back. I made all my money back because I believe in my product, and I said, I'm good.
Exactly.
And I don't mind dropping this cash on it. I'm going to make this money back. And I done made it back times 30, 40, 50 times over. So y'all got to start believing in y'all product. If you're afraid to spend money, you do not believe in what you're doing as much as you think you do. How about that? Anyway, Nikki, what's next?
Listen, I do want to tell them about my promo, too.
Hit it, Nikki. Pimp it.
Y'all already know. You know I got the network of the network. I promote on everything. Everybody.
Okay.
Not limited to Twitter or Facebook. We on everything. But, you know, all I got to say is, you know, you can just come when you're ready. You know, rush. If you got it, you got it. Come on. If not,
there you go.
We're willing to help you anytime. We'll be here.
Yeah. If you ain't got the money, but it, you know what kills me, Nikki?
How don't bring me up saying, well, I'll see you. I will get that promo in February. No, please don't.
Wait a minute.
And businesses, this is going to the businesses. Please stop hitting me up, asking me
That's
to
right.
send you my package, talking about, can you send my package so I can add it to my promo? No, you should already have your promo packages already. And if you want to see
right.
what I got, it's on my site, everything on my site. Don't ask me to send me my package so you can copy and use whatever you're going to do with it. No, it's on the site.
Half of y'all ain't got a promo budget. I say, what's your promotion budget? I ain't got one. Fool! What are you doing? What kind of game you think you in if you think you ain't got to spend to promote your product? And two, from what I heard in all y'all's music, 80% of y'all claim that y'all sell dope. But yet still you tell me you got to wait for 3 months to pay me $50 when I'm going to save up. I'm going to do that 50 in about 3 months. You got to save it. I just listened to one of your songs. You said you moved.
No,
please.
My manager. I got to talk to my manager.
Yeah, some of y'all ain't got exposed messing around with
your
me.
Manager at first.
Your
manager should have been calling me.
Yeah, some of you cats think y'all have been deemed as fraudulent because I listened to some of y'all songs and y'all hit me up for promo, and then I say I got, you know, they range 25, 50, 75, 100, depending on what you want. And I got cats telling me they gotta wait 5 months to save $100, and I just listened to your song about all the dope you moving? Man, stop it, man. Who y'all think y'all fooling, man? Keep it 100. Quit making songs like that. You gotta wait 5 months to pay $100. You don't have no money. You know what I mean? You broke. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you saving $20 a month for 5 months? You can stop it. Get out of here. So, yeah, I learned who the fraudulent ones are. You know what I'm saying? Because my rates are cheaper than everybody's I see.
Mine
and I'll
is
be like,
too. Everybody else be hauling 200, 400.
Yeah, you can't afford what I'm pimping.
I'm like, okay.
You can't afford what I'm pimping. You in trouble. You in the wrong game. Your girlfriend needs to cuss you out and tell you to go down to the post office and get you a damn job and quit trying to be a rapper because you damn sure don't know what you're doing. If you, boy, that's it. Nikki, we got anybody else? Because I got to run in a minute. I got to run.
And, you know,
right.
I got to go ahead and play. I got to get into my hot independent artist music. So we thank you so much for being our guest tonight, coming through and
It's always a wonderful time with you. I'll come back on when the album drops, and we'll do it again. And I love Nikki Rich, y'all. She's, not only does she work hard, she's a very sweet person. Me and Nikki hit it off from, like, day one. We met on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
We hit it off from day one, and Nikki's a good person in real life. You know, some people, they ain't good people in real life. Nikki is good people in real life, and anybody who comes across her, she will do right by you. Trust me. She will do right by you. If you're willing to work with her, she will do right by you. She's not trying to get over. She's not trying to take advantage of you. Nikki will do you right as long as you come at her correct.
Thank you so much, hon.
That's what's up. I'm out of here. Everybody be safe. Do not drink and get behind the wheel of a car. And kiss your babies every time they leave the house because you do not know if they are coming back. I will holler at all y'all when I holler at all y'all. Love you, Nikki. Take care of yourself.
All right. Much love.
See you,
shout out to all the callers that called in tonight. Showing love to the Nikki Rich Show. Man, been getting it in. Right now, we're going to start with our independent artist music right here. We got Stingray Fly for Less.
Look, the real diamonds in my eyes. Woo. Box the devil, I had to now, bang. In your face,
in
have
your
to
face.
Hustle just to get up out the mud. The world keeps spinning like the rims on them dubs.
Don't
yo,
stop.
We popping bottles with their models
go.
On the gas,
go.
Cold throttle,
go.
Mind deep,
go.
Aristotle,
go.
Classic bar,
go.
Leonardo.
Go.
Yo, we steady sipping on Patron, talking to them boss chicks with them sundresses on.
Yeah.
Yo, pretty toes make you wanna take her home. Come and ride with me. Let me show you how it's done.
Turn up.
Ain't gon' stop, nah, ain't gon' stop, nah.
No, I ain't gon' stop.
Checking in on the Nicki Rich Show, sending, you know, sending out that love, you know what I mean? You know, heard y'all just got the, just finished with the boy Resnick on there. Shout out to Resnick doing his thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, we allowing all the callers to call in and give feedback on our artists, so we just going through right now. Earlier we had a special guest, Groundhouse. He just brought it down. A great time,
okay.
You missed it. He gave the 10 Indy Commandments. So,
wow. Yeah, shout out to Dawn Duchess, too, you know, doing her thing. Yeah, well, it's like I said, it's a pleasure, you know what I mean, to be a part of the show. It's a good, great thing. You know, you're doing great things out there, you know what I mean? And shout out to everybody out there that is supporting the Nicki Rich Show and, you know, listening in and all the acts that are, you know, sending in quality music, you know, that's what the people need.
And that's what we do. We really make sure that, you know, just because you send me something don't mean it's good quality. So, you know, we make sure we put on the best, you know.
Definitely, you know what I mean, yeah, all the way. So I hope mine's playing well with quality, you know what I mean?
we getting great feedback from all the listeners. That's what I love, that the Nicki Rich Show gives great feedback. Even when the callers, they'll call in and be like, what song was that was just playing, you
wow.
know? And that's what I like about that. And I just tell the artists, you have to stay tuned in, because it's not that you're going to get feedback every single day. You know, it's that somebody might email us, somebody might tweet us, somebody might text us, you know? You
yeah.
just never know.
Yeah, definitely. You know, definitely. It's like I said, this is just a great opportunity, and I think that the people are really getting tired of mainstream radio, and I think this really gives them an opportunity to hear so many different, diverse, you know,
mm-hmm.
artists. You know what I mean? And I think after, you know, once they get a hold of that, they really, you know, get excited about it, and it's something that they listen to on a regular basis, because people that really love music, they need something new. They need, you know, they want to hear new stuff.
From across the globe.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yep. And so, you know, like I said, I'm just glad to be a part of that and checking in. Let them know they got to spell, you know, I spell Stingray S-T to the Y-N-G-R-A-Y. So they'll have to hit me up by typing in an S-T to the Y-N-G-R-A-Y, your boy Stingray. So keep doing what you're doing, Miss Nicki Rich, and, you know, I mean, I keep doing what I can to, you know, show my support for what's going on.
That's what it's all about, you know. That's how we got to do it. And we thank you so much for being a part of the Nicki Rich Show as well. You know,
mm-hmm.
we keep grinding. That's what you got to do. We know you are part of so many other networks, and that's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to really be out there everywhere, whether it's internet radio, mainstream radio, whether it's on a website. You got to
yeah.
be in.
Yeah, you're right, you know. And definitely let me know, you know, you need to set up one of those big shows out there in North Carolina so I can, you know, ride down there and you know, get on that stage out there in North Carolina.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Keep doing what you're doing. Sending that all music right. to Charlotte,
sure.
North Carolina.
No doubt, no doubt. Shout out to North Carolina and, you know, everybody out there that's doing their thing and showing, you know, showing support to the Nicki Rich Show. You know what I mean? I look forward to seeing y'all soon.
That's what it is. Now, I want you to stay tuned in if you can so you can check out some more. We got some more independent artists as well that have teamed up and featured. We got some collabos. So you got to tune in. And we're going to go to a group right now. Well, they're not a group. They're two. Well, they are a group, I guess. We got Stephanie Monroe and Chris P. And this is Paper Cut Boy. Here we go.
YMCMB. No. Yeah. Did it in T. You know? New voice of the hood. Let go. Loud mouth fresh, gone off that midnight, allergic to broke, addicted to get right, all bags packed, dead in, about to take flight, guess what's about to pay off, some hard days and long nights, boy I hustle like a dog, all day, all night, your girl say I'm the nigga and you okay, you alright, I hold my hood down, you can check my background, fast money, cash money, max, hold a down, guys carry legendary, roll a 7 out the pound and I'm always keep something with 50 rounds, boy. I walk like a G and talk like a soldier, boy. I can act a ass or keep my composure. All about the money, I can't help but shine. Both cell phones popping, cause I'm always online. East side, Ninth Wall, where they don't mind dying. And we shooting to the top like we're running out of time.
Oh, it ain't never fazed us. All we do is get money. All we do is stack up. Forever keep it cheap. We ain't never switching up. Stay on that chilly chill. We forever blazing up. Bad bitches all around. Ever since we bossed up. I'm a paper cut boy. Girl, don't get it mixed up. I do it for
money,
my city, so you
up?
Know I'm cheated up. When
up?
I holler
what
black nights, it's just like,
you ain't a G if you ain't got real niggas around ya. Who gon' be there with you when them niggas around ya? I'm a true uptowner, my niggas are down ya. You graduated from hell, we'll cap and gown ya. The hot ones go in ya and the niggas come out ya. It'll be a couple of days for them people to bounce ya. Oh, but tryna pump me for a bag of get smacked by a junkie. Fella boy, who is you playing with? Then murk you and whoever you stand with. You'll beat me off that mile, huh? You ask your they gon' ride and they say pilot, huh? You see the same that I get high with? It's the same that I'm gon' ride with and die with. You probably hate me, but your old lady love me. My lady, a professor, it'll teach you how to
do it. They ain't never phased us, all we do is get money, all we do is stack up. Forever keep it G, we ain't never switching up. Stay on that chilly chill, we forever blazing up. Bad bitches all around, ever since we bossed up. I'm a paper cut boy, girl, I'm getting mixed up. I do it for my city, so you know I'm cheated up. When I holler, word life, it's a fire. I've been little for as long as I can remember. Game been cool like the middle of December. Giving thanks all year, like we stuck off in November.
Yeah,
paper cut boy, I'm a VIP member. Spread my wings and took flight with a Louis carry-on. Shining on the same days you getting rained on. Smelling like a pound, like I spray cushion. She blowing deep like she play a bass horn.
Do it.
Try to stay zone, red stripe like tent. Money the motivation, so it called and I went. I'm kinda traumatized, blood money all in my eyes. Admit I'm shell shot growing up around homicide. But still I go hard, relentless and never slack. Advance every day, continuously got a stack. Steady eating the blitz, watching for sneak attacks. Money in garbage bags, we wash it in laundromat.
Oh, hey. Hey.
They ain't never phased us, all we do is get money, all we do is stack up. Forever keep it G, we ain't never switching up. Stay on that chilly chill, we forever blazing up. Bad bitches all around, ever since we bossed up. I'm a paper cut boy, girl, I'm getting mixed up. I do it for my city, so you know I'm cheated up. When I holler word life, it's a fly word up.
Word life, a word up. A dead ENT, a what's up. A young money, a cash money. Sheppin' and Chris P, we out.
Yo, yo, it's Robbie the Elf. Gonna show you a new kind of crawl called Christmas. So y'all come get up on the dance floor.
I'm here to introduce you to a brand new dance where you swivel your hip and raise your leg on demand. Santa can't do it nor Mrs. Claus. The reason they can't do it, they haven't seen it at all. See, Ash has been around for many a years, but no one's ever seen it unless you have 20 ears. It's only been done among ourselves. Yes, the favorite dance among us elves. You've done all the other dances of bringing the new thing. This is what we all call doing the elf thing. The craziest rock dance you ever seen. Pick up your pants and do the elf thing. All the elves do it all at the same time. If you haven't trouble, gotta keep on trying to do the elf thing.
Now y'all get on up, and I'll show you how to do it. Here we go.
First you move to the left and then swivel to the right. Okay, now lean on back and then lift your knee high. That's all there is to it. It's really quite simple. Don't take lots of practice. Well, maybe just a little. For years it's been done among the elf nation. Now bringing it to the people population. All this time there's been this misconception. The elves are silly. I give to you a new perception. We're really laid back. In fact, we're way cool. I'm the coolest of the cool. We don't play no fool. You've done all the other dances. I'm bringing the new thing. This is what we all call doing the elf lane. The craziest rock dance you ever seen. Pick up your pants and do the elf lane. All the elves do it all at the same time. If you haven't trouble, gotta keep on trying to do the elf lane.
Yo, drop the beat now.
This is what we all call doing the elf lean. You've done all the other dances to bring you the new thing. This is what we all call doing the elf lean. The craziest cross dance you ever seen. Pick up your pants and do the elf lean. All the elves do it all at the same time. If you're having trouble, gotta keep on trying to do the elf lean. The craziest cross dance you ever seen. Pick up your pants and do the elf lean. All the elves do it all at the same time. If you're having trouble, gotta keep on trying to do the elf lean.
Elf lean, elf lean.
All right, that was the elf lean. Robbie the Elf. Right now, we're going to go to Don Dutch's Saying Too Much.
Why is the producer?
So you be saying too much, you should just take off your clothes. Check the math at dough. I'll meet you on the floor. Maybe I'm saying too much. I think that I should just go. Unless you want me to stay, then I take full control. Maybe you're saying too much. You should just take off your clothes. Check them at the door. I'll meet you on the floor. Maybe I'm saying too much. I think that I should just go. Unless you want me to stay, then I take full control. I like when you're holding me close. Exactly how I like it. Your arms are so inviting. Excuse the scratching and biting. The light, him if the neighbor's not. Don't worry about them. We can be quiet, but my body's about to start a riot. The vibe's right, so I'm going with it. Don't waste my time. Both of us single tonight. Tonight you all mine. You say the time isn't right. I'm saying it's just fine. Boy, don't believe in the hype. That crowd would lead you blind. The two of us doing our own thing. Not giving up. The rest of them is gon' say, I'm on your time, no hurry. You on my mind, don't worry. No rush, Victoria kept a secret. Baby, maybe you should hush. Baby, you playing too much. You should just take off your clothes. Check the method dough. I'll meet you on the floor. Maybe I'm playing too much. I think that I should just go. Unless you want me to stay, then I'll take full control. Baby, you playing too much. You should just take off your clothes. Check them at the door. I'll meet you on the floor. Maybe I'm saying too much. I think that I should just go. Unless you want me to stay, then I'll take full control. Wake up to the sunrise, the sunshine kissing on the home. Massaging on your back while talking about how life is tough. Sleeping in all day, I wish you would've woke me up. Checking my
just somebody been blow me up. Time flies, I ain't gotta ask why. I try to even keep a track, cause I just lose it, no lie. But somehow I feel, you know, I got to move on, but I can't, and that's fine. No need to go against the flow that's going on. Everything just feels so right, it can't be wrong. So let's carry on, the mood is still lit. Let me take control, and it's wrong, and it's best. Both of us is grown, we can do what grown do. Homies don't last forever, let's cherish them like they do. Put me in overdrive, let me take over, and I'm gonna show you something. Relax and let me give it to you like I owe you something.
Why is the
producer? Well, you playing too much. You should just take off your clothes. Check them at the door. I'll meet you on the floor. Maybe I'm saying too much. I think that I should just go. Unless you want me to stay, then I'll take full control.
Why is the producer?
All right, all right. That was Miss Dawn Dutchess. Sing too much. You showing love to her. She was on the show just, I said, a couple of weeks ago. You can go back and listen to that episode on our podcast anytime. You can go back and listen anytime on the Nikki Rich Show podcast in iTunes. Anybody, you want to go listen to any of our shows, you can also go to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website, and you can learn all the information you might need as far as promotion, sponsorship, even if you want to donate. We have it all up there. And in our advertising and sponsorships, it's not limited to just artists. We welcome everybody. If you need promo services, then guess what? We're here. We're here to help you. Any kind of way that we can help you, if it's just giving you the right tools you need, we are here. We're going to help you. Also, you know, you can hit us up, the Nikki Rich Show at Gmail, if you want to send us some new music and leave that feedback. We can give you feedback on it, and you can send it to thenikkirichshow@gmail.com, and we'll go from there. But I do thank everybody for tuning in, listening to the hot new music from our independent artists, as well as our Christmas music from Robbie the Elf. He will be in the building. Tomorrow is open for night. So everybody, if you want to call in, shout out, you know, or just call in, let everybody know what's going on, you can at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. And I thank you guys so much for being a part of the Nikki Rich Show, for calling in, but supporting it by listening in. I thank you. I thank you so much. And I thank all the radio stations who take out the time to come and listen as well. Because if it wasn't for you guys, we would not be here. Everybody, I thank you all. And again, you can follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, MissNikkiRich. Or you can hit us up on our Facebook.com/NikkiRichShow. And I thank you again. And we leave by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. We end by saying God bless. God bless you all.
Nikki Rich. Now, the Nikki Rich Show.